Okay, if you've ever seen kids play, let me give you an example. If you've ever seen children play, when you know, many of y'all have kids or have had kids, other people come to your house to visit. And when they come to visit, the kids are in there playing. Now your child knows specifically their own toys. And see, they have already taken ownership of their own toys. And so what happens is this, that when other kids come to play, every toy that you don't understand in the toy box is really not your kid's favorite toy. Uh-huh. As a matter of fact, there are some toys that they don't even play with. There are some toys that from the time you bought them until now, they haven't even touched them. They haven't pulled them out of the toy box. They haven't touched them. But something happens when another child steps up in their territory. God, I'm about to preach. Something happens when another child steps up in their territory, steps up in their room, steps up and reaches down in their toy box, pulls out a toy that your child hadn't played with since the time and they got it. And all of a sudden, whatever your child was distracted with and was playing with and had in his hand, he's going to forget about that very thing that he had, because now he sees that somebody that's in his space is holding something that belongs to him. And the thing about the child, see, the child, because he has taken ownership of the toy, the child does not leave out of his or her room to come and talk to mama or daddy or whoever the parents of the other child is to ask, can they have permission to get what rightfully belongs back to them? The child takes it upon themselves to use their own authority in their own space to grab the thing that rightfully belongs to them. And when the child, some of y'all, you don't get no attitude with me. Some of y'all don't understand that when the child goes to the other child to get the toy, Larry, the child goes with an attitude, because now you all of a sudden, you're trying to take something that rightfully belongs to, tell somebody it's mine. And so when the child goes up, even though dust might be on the toy, they ain't played with it in forever, they go over there and they take authority, I feel like preaching a little bit. The child does not say, will you give me what's mine? Will you give me what rightfully belongs to me? No. The child says, listen, first of all, this is mine. Now, here's the thing that I love about it, is because when you understand the scenario, when the child grabs the toy out of the other child's hand, takes the toy, now he's forgotten about the previous toy that he was playing with. And so the other child says, that's okay. The other child knows how to regroup. So since he took that toy from me, I'll reach and grab another toy. But one of the things that the other child didn't count on is that the child that he took, the other child didn't count on is that child says no. He begins to get distracted again, because now he sees that the child has gone in the toy box and taken another one of his toys. And one of the things you don't understand, the one child doesn't understand that all the toys in the toy box at this particular time is really his favorite toys. God, I feel like preaching a little bit. Y'all ain't gonna help me, are you? And so watch what happens. The first toy, the child let go to go grab another one that rightfully belonged to him. The other child says, well, there's more than enough toys in this room for us to play with. So the other child says, I'll go and grab this toy. Well, what he wasn't counting on is that the baby has already taken ownership on that toy too. So what the child does at that point, he drops the one that he took and he goes to the child to take that one. Now, the other child, you know, he's about to get frustrated, because he's saying, you know, every time I pick up something, you wasn't thinking about it until I grabbed it, and you're right. And so he picks up another toy. Now, the other child, he's looking at it again because he understands that it's his. And so what he does, he uses his authority. He drops that toy, and he go grab that one. And the first thing he says is, it's mine. I wish we could get like these children that know how to use authority over the devil, that when he steps up in my house, when he acts like he wants to take my joy. Ooh, God, I feel like preaching. And so what happens is, What happens is the child he usurps his authority. He says, watch this, all of it is mine. And then the child begins to get an attitude, because he understands that this child, he wasn't studying none of his toys until he came over. But see what the other child says, you know, it's always amazing when somebody can play with your stuff and make it look like it's more funner than when you were playing with it. Okay, let me say it like this. It's amazing when God anointed you and called you to sing, but you just don't feel like singing, and somebody else get up singing, don't have an attitude, don't have no high, and you sit back and look at that thing and say, well, she make that thing look fun. Give me the mic. No, you had the mic. Ooh, God. Okay, can I preach a little bit? Can y'all give me about 10 more minutes? Because I feel like preaching just a little bit. I got to preach at home before I go somewhere else and preach. But I feel the presence of the Lord. I feel like preaching in here. Isn't it amazing that little baby, honey, cannot preach to you? Isn't it amazing that the child in the room says, all the toys in this room belongs to me? Now, one of the things you have to understand, that in somewhere in the midst of the house becomes chaos, corruption, and confusion. And the parents are trying to figure out what is all the noise and the racket going on in that room. Well, when the parent come up in the room and they ask the question, what's going on? The one that's visiting walks up to the parent and says, he took that from me. Now, what the parent tries to do, the parent tries to appease the visiting child and says, he gonna let you play with it, honey. You go ahead and grab this. He gonna let you play with it. But what the parent does not count on is when they leave the room, the child that has ownership of that towel, of that toy, ain't studying nothing about what the parent said when the parent came in the room. All they know is, it's mine. Ooh, it's Jesus. Do you mind if I preach a little bit, Sister Sharon? Do you mind if I preach a little bit? Well, in other words, I tell you just like this. Some of y'all need to go back to the time when you was a little kid, and it didn't matter when people were stepping up in your stuff. You knew that if it belonged to you, it was yours. I'm so sick of seeing kingdom-minded individuals that when the enemy comes to take your joy, you so busy over here fooling with this that you get distracted. But see, if he comes and grab my joy, I ain't gonna let go what I was holding on to over here to come and run over here and get this. No, if I'm over here holding my peace, I'm gonna take my peace with me, because peace without joy ain't nothing. So every time the enemy, God Almighty, can I preach a little bit? Every time the enemy steps up in your playground, every time he step up in your play box, every time he step up in your room to take something that rightfully belongs to you, it's a wonder that the scripture says we take it by force. And look at God, can I tell you what God says? God says you don't have to run to me and ask my permission, that if the finances belong to you, take it back. Whew, God, look at somebody and say, I don't have to ask God's permission. Joy rightfully belongs to me. And so I'm about to step over in the enemy's camp and take it. Can I tell you something? I'm about to be just like a little kid, that when the enemy has been messing all up in my house, messing all up in my life, messing all around me with my friends, my church members, my family members, that when I walk up in the enemy's camp and I see stuff that belongs to me, anything that was laying close enough to mine, I'm going to take ownership of it too. Some of y'all, you missed out on an opportunity to give God praise, because God says, I'm going to give it to you if you take it back, but I'm not going to do all the work for you. I've already given you the authority and the anointing to take it back. And so while you sitting up here waiting on me to tell you when to go, look at somebody and say, you got to know when to move. Ooh, I wish I had about 3 people that understand that there's some stuff that has your name on it, but you ain't going to ever get it until you take it. I don't know about you, but I ain't get ready to give up my stuff without a fight. Because when the enemy chooses to mess with me, he done mess with the wrong somebody. I wish I had about 3 people in here that would step up on your feet and square your shoulders. Come on, y'all gonna have to back me up better than what y'all doing. I wish I had about 3 people that could step up on your feet, square your shoulders, and look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm about to take it back to tell them, say, I ain't trying to be funny, but if you get in my way, you're going to get hurt today. Because I got, oh God, I got a mandate on my life. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I'm tired of being sick and tired. And I'm tired of being sick and tired. I ain't coming to church. Look at somebody and tell them, neighbor, I ain't coming to church. I'm not serving God. I'm not praising God. I'm not giving him glory to give up now. Look at somebody and say, what you gonna do? Tell them, I'm gonna take it back. I'm gonna take it back. I'm gonna take back everything that the devil stole from me. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Look at somebody. Tell them, say, neighbor, he's almost done. So don't miss your window of opportunity to take it back. Don't miss your window of opportunity to give God glory. Now, some of y'all, you came to church today spiritually bankrupt. I said, some of y'all came to church today spiritually bankrupt because you let the devil take stuff from you that rightfully belongs to you. I take back my children's attitude. Bad attitude. Can't live in my house. Take it back. Say yeah. Shout yeah. Shout yeah. Misunderstood. Take it back. Easily offended. Take it back. Financial security. Take it back. Joy. Take it back. Deliverance. Take it back. Pastor, why would you say deliverance? Because there's some stuff, if you just be honest with yourself, there's some stuff you thought you were rid of. You thought you got over. But when you looked up, the thing that you walked away from crept up in your life. It might not be sex, but it could have been a bad mind, a crazy mentality. Look at somebody and say, take it back. The Bible says, let this mind be in me that is also in Christ Jesus. Tell somebody, neighbor, take your mind back. Take your authority back. Yeah! Yeah! I feel like having a little church. I feel like preaching, y'all. Somebody say, yeah. Look at your neighbor and tell him, say, neighbor, I ain't gonna cry no more over that thing. Now, I'm gonna take it back. I ain't gonna complain no more over that situation. No, I'm gonna take it back. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, if you see something different in me, it's because I made up my mind to stand up and take back. Woo! Woo! I see y'all don't like my little message, but this is what I got to give you. And before I take my seat, I dare you to reach your hands out like you're grabbing hold of something. You got to get your hands in the position of authority. Reach out like you're going to grab something and take it back. Think about everything that the enemy has ever stole from you. Then I dare you to take it back. 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 Ooh, Jesus. Look at somebody. Tell them, say, neighbor, I'm getting ready to repent because some stuff I allowed the enemy to have without a fight. But the devil is a lie. It ain't gonna happen no more. I ain't get ready to come up in here trying to look cute when I'm losing everything. I'm getting ready. I feel like preaching just a little bit. Can you give me about 3 more minutes? Can I release you today? Can I deputize you today to go back to where you were when you were 5 years old? Listen, baby, look at somebody and tell them, I ain't scared no more. I ain't playing no more. You can't just come up in my toy box, going all up in my stuff like you run things. Not up in here. What are you gonna take back? I'm taking possession of all my friends and family members that's not saved. I'm taking them. Woo-wee, Jesus. Hold on to this. Oh God, can I use your towel? Hold it out. And wherever I go, if I see something that belongs to me, and can I take it to another step, y'all? Not only does it belong to me, but if I see something that I want, and God says I can have it, as long as I don't ask amiss, I'm gone. Ooh-wee, Jesus. Now, can I help you with something? You can't afford to try to take something from one of the children of God. But I'm talking about going in the devil's camp. Take back. Look at somebody. Tell them, take it back. I remember. Some of y'all can repeat this if it pertains to you. I remember when I was anointed. And because I let life beat me down, the devil took my anointing, but I'm back to take it. I said, I'm back to take it. Said, I'm back to take it. And can I help you today? Sometimes it seems like you can't get a hold of that thing, but don't stop grabbing. See, that's what's wrong with the church. You quit too soon. If you can't get it the first time, don't stop reaching. Because the Bible says, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling. Tell somebody, keep on reaching. Keep reaching. Keep reaching. Keep reaching. Keep reaching. Because eventually, the very thing you're reaching for, the very thing that's been slipping through your grasp, the very thing that's been eluding you, move around a little bit. The very thing that when you go over here, it's over there. That when you go over here, it's over there. That when you go over here, it's over there. And when you go over here, it's over there. And I know some of y'all looking at me funny. And you say, God, it don't seem fair that every time I be here, it's over there. And every time I'm over there, it's over here. But God said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Could it be the reason it's not over here when you're over there? It's because I didn't ordain it to be there, but here. Oh, God. But I want to talk to somebody. There's been some stuff eluding you. Been slipping through your fingers, huh? The job been slipping through your finger. Promotion been slipping through your finger. A peaceful night's sleep been slipping through your finger. Joy been sleeping through your finger. Friends and family members. But I heard the Lord say, keep on reaching. Keep on reaching. Because in your reach, in your trying, tell somebody, keep on trying. Tell them, don't give up. Why don't you push your neighbor on the shoulder? Don't hurt him, though. Don't push him down. And say, neighbor, oh, neighbor, everything you need is in your reach. Everything you need is in your reach. Can I get about five people to come and stand right here? I need you to stay right there. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, just bunch up. It's in your reach. It's in your reach. It's in your reach. The woman with the issue of blood went from doctor to doctor. 12 years suffering with a blood disorder. I feel like preaching a little bit. Spent all her money. Everything she had went from man to man. And what she didn't realize was everything she needed was in her. Oh God. I said everything she needed was in her. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, quit trying to figure it out. Learn how to reach it out. Quit trying to figure it out. Learn how to reach out and touch somebody. Reach out and claim the victory. Reach out. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's in your reach. It's in your vicinity. It's in your geographic location. It's in your life. It's in your vision. Ow! Ow! Ooh, it's in your reach. That ministry you desire is in your. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Oh, God. That family situation is in your. The woman with the issue of blood. 12 long years bleeding profusely. Give me a bottle of water, Marcus. Punch a hole in it for me. Bleeding profusely. Everywhere she went, isolated, ostracized, going through. Couldn't be with her family. Couldn't be with her church members. Couldn't be with her friends because she had an issue. Look at somebody. Tell them, say, neighbor, one thing I like about her is that her issue didn't stop her reach. Oh, come on and give God glory. Her issue didn't stop her reach. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, I know you got issues. I got issues. They got issues. I've got children. Got issues. But I made up my mind that my issues not gonna stop my reach. 12 long years losing blood, a bloody mess. Every time you turn around, she's trying to get healed. And the Bible says she became worse, losing blood profusely. But yet and still, she made up her mind that I might be a bloody mess. I might not smell that good. And I might not look that good, but my issue not gonna stop my reach. I wish I had two or three people. Look at somebody in the eye and say, neighbor, my issue not gonna stop my reach. I'm gonna reach out and touch something. I'm gonna reach out, get my anointing back. Reach out, reach out, reach out. Reach out, 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 reach out. Yeah, you talked about me. Look at somebody. Give me another bottle of water. Look at somebody. Tell them, say, neighbor, I know you think I should have been past this. This issue, but I'm still gonna keep on. The woman with the issue of blood was bleeding for 12 years. Bleeding. See, some of y'all, after 1 week, you would have threw in the towel. After 1 month, you would have threw in the towel. But can you imagine? Week after week, month after month, year after year, bleeding, bleeding, issue on top of issue, trying to come to church through your issue, trying to praise God with an issue, trying to pay tithe and offering with your issue, trying to confess the word with all kind of issues. After the first year, some of y'all would have went back to the world. After the second year, later for this mess. After the third year, God, I don't know what you're doing. After the fourth year, God, why me? After the sixth year, I thought you loved me. After the seventh year, you said in your word that you've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I thought I was your seed. After the eighth year, surely this my year of victory, because eight is the number of new beginning. Surely this year, my issue gonna dry up. I'm gonna stop bleeding, and I'm gonna be free of my issue. But after year 9 and 10, and year 11, and when you think you over that thing, when you think you done bandaged up your issue, all of a sudden, somebody make you mad, and you start bleeding all over again. And you in year 12, and you look up to heaven, and you say, you know what? I got a revelation. Tell somebody, hey, I just got a revelation. The reason I'm not rid of my issue, because I've been looking in the wrong place. I've been going to the wrong people, because they can't fix my problem. I can't buy a woo-wee. Ooh-wee. Where's my tithe? Ooh-wee, Jesus. But on the 12th year, on the 12th year, I made up my mind to reach for it. Because I heard, like the woman with the issue of blood, Marcus. She hears that Jesus is in town. She makes up her mind, even though, according to the Levitical law, she's considered unclean, and she's supposed to go around and pronounce her condition. But she said, later for that, I know I'm breaking the law by stepping in your vicinity, but you don't understand. I've got a desperate situation, and desperate situation calls for desperate measures. I don't have time to take a straw poll that you should think I should be here, but I got a made up mind that I see Jesus, and his back is towards me. And with his back towards me, I've got to recognize that he's not turning his back on me. Look at somebody say, but through it all, I've learned how to trust in Jesus. I feel like smiling a little bit on that. Through it all, I've learned how to depend on God. And every time I turn around, folk in my way, I'm just coming to Word of Life, 3819 Speedway Circle, to give God glory. Get out of my way. I'm just coming to church. Some of y'all too deep for me. And every time I turn around, my issues, I become face to face with my issues. Low self-esteem, depression, struggling financially, wondering what everybody think about me, backbite, talking. I'm face to face with my issues. And some of y'all don't recognize that your issue ain't with everybody else. Your issue is really with you. Let me tell you how I know. Because when I look at the word issue, there's an I, which means me. There's a you. Oh, God. But when I make up my mind and I fix my eyes on Jesus, he is the prize. I have to make up my mind. Do I really want to go through all of this just to get what he has for me? Look at somebody and say, I believe it's going to be worth it. So when I make up my mind and I begin to navigate, some stuff ain't going to move that easy. Some stuff going to put up a fight. But I've resolved that it don't matter how long it takes, how hard it gets, I ain't gonna give up. Now, can I tell you something? The thing about the woman with the issue of blood, she was trying to get through the crowd, but the crowd would not let her through. So she said, let me back up. Let me regroup. Let me reorganize. If I can't get through that way, I'm gonna have to find another way. If I can't get around them, I'm gonna have to go over them. If I can't go over them, I'm gonna have to go under them. The Bible says she pressed her way through the crowd, and while everybody else was distracted by what was going on up here, she made her way down here, because what she said, sometimes to get what God has for me, I've got to humble myself, I've got to fall on my knees, and I got to navigate through the crowd. Somebody say yeah. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. She gets to the place. She reaches out, and the Bible says she touches the hem of his garment. Now, can I talk to you for a minute? Because if I was going to preach that, I probably would preach from the subject, a woman named somebody. What you trying to say, Pastor? You lost me. The Bible says that when Jesus looked at his disciples, Jesus says, somebody touch me. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, are you somebody? If I was going to preach about it, I would preach about somebody. Oh, somebody touched me. Somebody reached out. Somebody exercised faith. Somebody went beyond the norm. Somebody went beyond just coming to church. Somebody went beyond just clapping their hands. Somebody went beyond just believing me for the okie doke. Somebody touched me. Look at somebody and say, are you somebody? But can I tell you something? Come here, woman. She's playing Jesus, y'all. She's got on the garment. She has her back turned. Jesus says, when she reaches out and touches the hem, not the whole garment, not the side of the garment, but she touches the hem. God, I'm trying to go home, and y'all won't let me. Y'all won't even give me a good amen. I said she reaches out and touches the hem. Okay, let me say it again. She reaches out and touches the hem. Okay, let me say it again. She reaches out and touches the hem. Okay, I don't have time to take you to school, because what you must understand, that in the biblical days there were priestly garments, and at the bottom of the garments called the hem, they were different colors, and each color had a different meaning. Come back sometime and I'll give you the significance of the different colors. But can I tell you what the woman with the issue of blood said when she made up her mind and she reached out and touched his? She said, can I tell you this? Are you ready for this? Are you sure you're ready for it? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, everything you need is in your reach, and it's in the hem. Look what the woman, is this all right? Look what the woman with the issue of blood said, Marcus. She said, I don't have to touch his feet. I don't even have to touch his legs. I don't have to touch his hand. I don't have to touch his back. I don't have to touch his head. I don't have to touch his hair. All I've got to touch is something that's touching him. Some of y'all too deep. But if you can't get close enough to him, just touch something that's touching him. If you can't get close enough to touch him, just reach out and touch something that's touching him. Some of y'all ain't even reaching. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't have to touch him. I just got to touch something that's been touching him. Reach out right now. I dare you to reach out and say, God, I'm reaching to touch something that's been touching you. I'm reaching out. I'm reaching out. I'm reaching out. Touch it. Touch it. Touch it. Touch it and take it back. Touch it and take it back. Come on, touch it and take it back. Touch it and take it back. If I get close enough to get my hands on it, if I get to touch it, then I'm going to take it. Tell somebody, neighbor, you got your hands on it. Now go on and take it. Oh, won't you go to about five people and say, neighbor, it seems like you was going to lose the battle. You got your hands on it. Touch it. Take it back. Go to somebody else and say, neighbor, if you won't take it, I'll take it for you. Take it back. Take it back. Take back your praise. Take it back. 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 Take your mama back. Take your brother back. Take your daughter back. Take your son back. Take it back. Take your position back. Take your authority back. Take the love back. Take your joy back. Take your self-esteem back. Take your happiness back. Take it 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 back. Shall ye? Shall ye? Shall ye? Tell somebody, neighbor, when I take it this time, I ain't gonna give it up. When I take it this time, I refuse to give it up. I'm taking authority over everything that belonged to me. On the count of three, I want you to take it back with a praise. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now take it back with a praise. Take it back with a praise.